we'll get started. So this is the appeal for 182 Blackberry Circle. We're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves. Once everyone's introduced and on the record, then it'll be your time to tell us what you think the value should be and why. And then there may be some questions, comments. Then the board will recess and go into deliberative session. They'll come up with a decision. They can raise the value, leave it the same, or lower it. And then the town will send you a result of grievance notice by certified mail within 14 days of the close of the hearings. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's go around the room.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
And Colin Comey.
Okay.
Nice to meet you, Charlotte.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right, Colin, it's your floor, your time.
Okay, great. Well, nice to see you again, Jerry. Hope all is well with you. I have been a resident and property owner in Colchester since March 15th of 1996 in our home. I have been a good property taxpayer ever since. We've raised two kids and put them through Colchester schools. In no way do I feel aggrieved, other than I just wish that my property value be accurate. And hope to persuade you that it's slightly higher than it should be. I'm retired. My wife and I have been retired for a couple of years, so we no longer homestead our property, making our property tax burden higher than it is for those that who are able to homestead. We spend part of our time in Florida and part of our time here. So as of 2025, January 1st, I no longer have the benefit of a homestead status on this property. Coincidentally, while this process was being done, the values being established, we decided to take a refinance loan on our property. And in so doing, Community Bank ordered a private appraisal to be done. That private appraisal was completed on June 15th. Do you have a copy?
Yes, thank you.
You do, okay. So that appraisal came back after hoping that it would come in around that number, because that would allow us to borrow what we were looking to borrow. I've never seen, the assessment is $759,700. I've never seen that value against my home on any of the websites. I understand that that's anecdotal. However, those values are supported by some evidence. And the average value of the Redfin, Zillow, and Realtor.com comes in at $712,523 as of yesterday. $712,523. The appraisal was done by a experienced appraiser with 25 years of experience in business, is local, and established the value at $727,500. I understand that it's not a huge difference between that and the assessment. However, the assessment's 4.4% higher than the private appraisal completed on June 15th. That's a difference of $32,200 if the appraisal is ultimately chosen or found to be significant information to help you determine whether or not my request is valid. 4.4% on, I pay about $10,300 a year in property tax, might result in a $300 or $400 reduction in my bill compared to what it would have been, just a guess. So that's the reason why I'm requesting a review of my assessment and reduction to at least the appraised value, if not lower. And that's it.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Any questions?
I don't have any. I see that two of the three comps were four bedroom. One was a three bedroom.
Oh, the only other thing I would mention is that Nobody entered my home. We weren't just didn't happen to be there when the person came on out. We would have been happy to let them in. Half of our home is original, but the second floor is original. 1995 construction by Bill Fitzgerald. We hope to and plan to upgrade that in the future, but as it stands today, the property is original on the second level, which I think would have impacted someone's reasonable assessment had they entered the home.
What have you done then, Colin, to the first floor?
We renovated it in 2021.
In 2021.
We did, yep. And that's all in the pictures and baked into the cake as far as that appraisal is concerned, which was done on June 15th.
I don't have any other questions.
Gary?
I don't think so.
All right.
Time for me to go take a seat?
Yes, so with no
okay.
questions, the board will deliberate.
Yeah,
so okay. The board will deliberate. We'll go into a deliberative session, and then the town will send you a results or grievance notice in a few weeks.
Got it. Okay. So nothing is required of me further today?
Nope.
Great.
That's it.
Thanks very much.
This was helpful.
Pleasure to meet you, Charlotte.
Thanks.
Take care, Jerry.